Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. The same way, we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Going back to what we were just talking about, something was activated for the first time at NATO. The United States is now preparing to send about 7,000 troops back over to Europe who might be called upon to support NATO after their alliance on Friday activated the Rapid Response Force in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine for the first time in their history.
It is the first time in their history. Now, there's a couple of reasons why this activation is happening. One is that they, you know, as the fighting got so intense and so urbanized, that the number of refugees leaving Ukraine going into Poland, Romania, whatnot, and then maybe moving on even from there, they may need some rescuing, some help, some places to stay, you know, that kind of thing. The other thing, and this is kind of fascinating, is that Putin suddenly yesterday has, in his own way, threatened Finland and Sweden.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of changes the dynamic there, too. And he has, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, he has inferred that things could escalate based on what he thinks should be escalated to the point where nuclear weapons. Now, again, he didn't mention nuclear weapons, but that was what some world leaders, including Macron of France, took his inference to mean. So, you know, we keep hearing, and I post things and people keep reminding me, one particular fellow says, you know, Ukraine is not a NATO member. Well, duh. I mean, I've known that. I don't even bother to respond to them anymore. But
sure.
They are a NATO partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important distinction here. I would also argue here at this point that the reason that Biden's sanctions have been so thin, so feckless, is because he's getting pressure from Italy, and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So this cat has no spine, you know, to stand up to Italy and Germany, especially Germany. Here at this point, I would also argue that Ukraine, just in the last 3 to 4 days, based on Zelensky and how resolute Ukrainians are,
mm-hmm.
they deserve to be more of a NATO member than Germany does.
True.
And I wrote an article about that, I don't know, about a week or so ago, and as days go on, I find it remarkable how much more true my article is, that Ukraine has demonstrated real deservingness, if that's such a word, to be a NATO member. In fact, I would think that they could be one of the top NATO members right behind the United States. Not that they can pay that because those are dues, but they can certainly fight and they want to fight. They've got more resolve, more valor than anybody in Germany would.
Look at the president, for God's sake. Look at the president.
He's out there.
Yeah, he's out there in the middle of the street rooting his people on. And he came on this morning and he says, look, we're here. We're okay. We're here to make sure the people knew that he was all right. And
and his members of parliament are doing the same thing. Let's not forget how Ashraf Ghani, who was the leader of Afghanistan, as Kabul was about to fall, what does he do? Takes a bunch of money, gets on a helicopter, and bails out of the country.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This guy was the leader. So we're putting things in context here that he's not stealing money, and Zelensky is not leaving, and neither is his parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am concerned, however, that the hacking is still going on, and I'm concerned that, you know, the banks are not giving out money because they're giving out just a little to the equivalent, I think, like $5 or $6 a day mm-hmm. in their ATM withdrawals. But what's going to happen here is you're going to have human right supplies. You're going to have some medicines. You're going to have some food and those kinds of things, because virtually commerce and retail has stopped in Ukraine. So they're going to need that kind of help.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon on from FoundersCode.com right after these messages. I shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCodes.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCodes.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can give you the information you want about the agent that would be representing you, or give you a price quote for the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll do all that. But if you really want to save money on your car insurance, think about bundling your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your car insurance. It certainly will lower your price. So, Geico, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCodes.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, I'm going to do it the way it sounds. The truckers are coming. The truckers are coming. The truckers are coming. And they're going nuts in D.C.
They are going nuts. I don't even know what to say. You know, what is there to fear? Do they think that they're going to invade the Capitol building? It just isn't going to happen.
Yeah, they're going to drive their trucks up the steps and in the front door.
Right.
Jeez. What a bunch of dopes.
You know, Biden gets on TV yesterday and talks about, you know, Ukraine and whatnot, and for a second. But then he gets on TV because he's actually nominating and introducing his Supreme Court justice nominee.
Right.
Whatever her name is, Ketanji Jackson. And talk about the one thing that is the most precious duty, and I'm paraphrasing, of a president is to defend liberty and freedom. And you do so by the Constitution, and that's why he's nominating this woman. And I was so struck by when he said, defending freedom and liberty.
Yeah.
Well, that's precisely what these truckers, not only in Canada, in the United States, are doing. But, you know, it wasn't but like 3 weeks ago that Biden says, your freedoms have limitations.
Yeah.
So which is it? Sanctions are a deterrent. No, they're not. Well, which is it?
Well, here's the deal. Be careful what you wish for. You start with a bunch of sanctions, and you start with a bunch of restrictions, and you start tying. And by the way, the federal government is the one that started the supply shortage with all of their add-on rules that they did to the truckers so that they couldn't go into these ports and pick up their containers on some sort of regulated way where they could actually make some money doing it. They screwed everybody, slowed everything down, and then California, well, you've got black smoke coming out of your truck. You can't come into California. My God.
Well, look, it actually goes back further than that because, you know, barcodes came out, and now we have QR codes.
Yep.
And we have some software technologies and all these other kinds of things to expedite the movement of not only cargo ships, but the cargo.
Yeah.
Itself through the ports and onto the trucks.
Yep.
It's all there. It's been presented. There has been federal money that has done it. But guess who stopped it all?
Yeah.
The unions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's the unions that are hurting, not exclusively, but they are part of the hurt put mm-hmm. on the supply chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they didn't want to be part of the, well, you got to do 13 containers an hour or whatever. They didn't want to get involved in that.
You know, there's so many moving parts that are stuck in the sand when it comes to all things supply chain. But never fear. We have Pete Buttigieg in charge of it. Don't you feel great about it?
Yeah, they can drink Starbucks and stay awake.
Right. If he's on maternity leave.
Yeah. And, by the way, the Arizona Starbucks now have become the first chain outside of New York to unionize.
Did that actually happen?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Suburban Phoenix. Yep.
They defeated it in Alabama.
Yeah, in Phoenix yesterday they voted to pass it. So there you go. It is what it is. Now, we talked about the squad this week a little bit, and as we reported, two members of the so-called squad, Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, are actually doing what they can to screw things up. And I heard somebody yesterday bring their name up and say all they got to do is be quiet because they still want to defund the police. They want to combat climate change. They want to embrace the socialist policies that they've been embracing for a number of years. And the people in their own party are saying, hey, wait a minute. That's not what we want.
You know, what do they say when your enemy is losing the argument or, you know, in the argument, just let them keep going or they keep digging?
Give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Let them just keep doing it. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So we've got all this that's going on here, and you've been writing some really brilliant articles. You had the one the other day that we talked about. Of course, we've got the Kremlin. Now, you didn't write about this, but I'd be curious to see what you would say about the SWIFT banking system. They were talking about Lavrov and Putin putting them in that, and cutting their, I guess they were going to freeze their finances. Did they finally do that?
No.
So they're not going to do it? They're not going to do it?
Well, France has signed on to ban Russia from the SWIFT banking system. The United States would, but they're getting too much pressure from Germany to not do it. So Biden can't stand up to anybody to do the right thing. So, no, Russia is still in the SWIFT banking system. And there was a real feeble gesture yesterday by China, Chinese mm-hmm. Communist Party, and they stopped lending U.S. currency in U.S. currency
mm-hmm.
loans to two of Russia's banks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds like a shot across the bow, but it's not. They didn't say they wouldn't loan it in the yen or the yuan or mm-hmm. the franc or the Deutschmark. So it's a stupid gesture.
All right, very quickly, let me get over here and take Bad Gammon Bob's call. Okay, Bad Gammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wondered what Denise thinks about all these foreign entanglements that we're in. And with NATO and over there, we're taking a big risk fooling around with a nuclear power in places that we don't belong. And one thing that I heard, too, that Russia might do is their threat might be, they might do an EMP bomb over the United States.
Yeah.
And I don't know that possibility, but that would really hurt bad.
Okay.
And that's my chance we got to get out of these foreign entanglements.
All right. Thanks. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I mentioned the EMP thing a couple of days ago on your show, and
I did
that on purpose because, interestingly enough, there are some variations to what is known as the first introduction of an EMP.
Mm-hmm.
I would be using it now. I was talking to a friend of mine who happens to be still holds the top security clearance known as K clearance because he was a weapons of mass destruction expert at the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, I said about EMPs, he said, that's why you'll never be Secretary of Defense. Meaning them right.
All right. You have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the weather, and I'll let you know Monday what happened today. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great work that she does. You'd be glad you did, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way with a military segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A majority of voters believe the Russian invasion of Ukraine would not have been a thing if former President Donald Trump were still in office. A new Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll showing 62% of those surveyed think Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if it were Trump instead of Biden in office. Over 85% of Republicans believe he would not have invaded, a sharp contrast from Democrats, with under 40% thinking things would be different. Russia's space agency is warning the United States that sanctions could destroy the corporation on board the International Space Station. An official with Russia's space agency tweeting after the United States announced sanctions against Russia and its leader as they invade Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for the Captain's America Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two locations to serve you. I will tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay over there in Clearwater. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. So in either case, you can call them up at this number and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Here's the phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour. You'll have the opportunity to talk to not only students, but also instructors, and also the money people that handle the student loans, which if you are a veteran, and you still got educational benefits on your GI Bill, well, you'll be able to apply for them right there, and they'll be able to take care of it for you. But if not, and you don't have all of your benefits, but you have some, you'll be able to find out what that is, and then they can put the rest on a student loan. Either way, check them out. You owe it to yourself. It's a tremendous job, a tremendous opportunity. I've met many of these young people that have gone on to make $100,000 or more a year. Many. The sky is green, and green for the color money when you go to work after being trained by National Aviation Academy. So the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, very simple and easy to remember. The phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. While we don't know how many soldiers exactly have been killed in the Ukraine, their military, but of course Russia's unleashed a bloody war. We know that Russia's lost a bunch of troops. Matter of fact, it was reported yesterday and the day before that they had a couple of their transport planes go down with 150 troops on each one. So that was a great loss of life there. Plus, they've lost another group of people out on the battlefield. And we're working very hard to try to see if we can verify the fact that this pilot called the Ghost has taken down all these helicopters and planes that Russia's flying around with. And so far, I haven't been able to validate it. So far. But maybe I'll get lucky over the weekend. In addition, the ground troops that were being sent to honor the rapid deployment force that NATO's putting together, the United States military has sent some F-35s and some Apaches to the Baltics to counter the Russian army that's burgeoning there, because there's a possibility, and it's been mentioned, that Putin isn't going to stop in Ukraine. He's just going to keep on moving against those smaller countries that are right there. Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. That he's just going to keep right on moving. And that could happen. So we have to be prepared to make sure it doesn't. In addition, Poland. A hurry up and get there. $6 billion sale of Abrams tanks to Poland is in the process of being approved. They're going to get them to them, and Poland is going to have a force to be reckoned with when they get those Abrams tanks. I'll tell you that right now. You do not mess with an Abrams tank. Not only will they drive over you, they will blow you to smithereens. Now, America's Big Red One tank division, speaking of tanks, and I'm looking at a Challenger tank right here, right at the moment in the picture, is getting an extended stay in Europe in the light of the Ukrainian invasion. Now, they're not activating tanks or sending tanks to Ukraine. So, I don't know why they're holding back a tank division in Europe, unless there's something that they know that we don't know. And I'm not going to say there's not, because there probably is. Now, Bidenflation is killing everything. Durable goods are up the most in 47 years. The military PXs, military exchanges, they can't keep things on the shelf. Prices keep going up. It's really bad. The personnel consumption expenditures. Right now, the price index for durable goods and products intended to last 3 years or more have increased 1% per month since January. this year. And it's going to continue to go up. Because compared with the prior January, prices of durable goods were up 11.6%, the largest annual increase since 1975. And again, in your military salaries, how are you going to keep up with the Joneses with that? Might not be able to. Might have to be another pay raise for the gang. We'll see. Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me. Now, you probably all heard that the White House has asked Congress for $6.4 billion for the Ukrainian crisis. Well, that's fine, but where do we get the money? Do we print it, or do we borrow it? Either way, it's got to come from one way or the other. And the White House, on Friday, asked the Congress to approve that $6.4 billion for the Ukraine. In addition, we have heard that Chechen kill squads have been ordered into the Ukraine to take out the Kyiv officials, the people that are in the parliament, their legislators, and the president. They have to be careful and watch out for those guys. Rough bunch of dudes, I'll tell you. And not to be outdone, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, who is up for re-election, has urged Biden to release oil from the reserves. Now, that makes perfect sense, because if we flood the reserves with a bunch of oil, if we flood the reserves, take it out there, take that oil, and get it out there for the people to consume, and drive the price of gasoline down and the price of oil down, which we can do, it will hurt Russia, and they'll have no choice but to lower their price or eat their oil. You want to get oil down? That's the way to do it. We'll see if anybody takes advantage of that and runs with it. They should. They should, but we'll see. All right. Coming back, I'm going to do one more Truckers Highway and Byway Report, update everybody before we go for the day and the weekend. And then I'm going to talk about going over to CPAC. Looking forward to that. And I hope everybody has a great day. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Shotgun. Hi, Shotgun.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this,
make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Down there we got a plant. Looks something like a turnip green. Except it ain't. Because everybody calls it poke salad. That's poke salad. Now you know a girl lived down there. She got in Enid's and pick her a little bit of it. Carry it home and cook it for supper. And if she had any left over, she'd hang it out on the clothesline and dry it out and smoke it. But she did all right, y'all. I sat down in Louisiana where the alligator grows so mean. There lived a girl that I swept to the world, made the alligator look tame. Poke salad had it. Poke salad had it. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. A mean vicious woman. We'll be right back. side, old salad, Annie. The gator got your granny. Everybody said it was the same, 'cause her mama was a working on a chain gang. Richard, spiteful, straight razor toed woman.
And that's called Poke Salad Annie. That's a classic, I'll tell you. And if you've ever been down in the Deep South and you know what poke salad is, you'll know what I'm talking about. It took me a long time to figure out what it was until one day somebody came out and said, hey, why don't you try this? Come to find out it was poke salad. Wasn't bad either. Wasn't bad either coming out of the swamp. And all I could think of was an alligator. But anyway, here's what it is. All right. Before I go to the phone here, we've got a new national telephone and online survey by Rasmussen Reports that finds that 47% of the likely Republican voters would choose Donald Trump as the candidate that they would be most likely to support to be the Republican presidential nominee in 2024. Now, that's 47%, but would you hear where everybody is behind him? Ron DeSantis was second with 20%. So he's more than doubled Ron DeSantis' score. Then DeSantis was followed by, and I find this hard to believe, DeSantis was followed by Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney at 7%. Boy. Wow. And then you had Texas Senator Ted Cruz at 6%. Former Vice President Mike Pence at 5%, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo each got 3%. That's the way that poll looked. Now, another poll that's not getting any mention at all that really needs to, it's the one about Biden needing to take a mental test. 60% of the voters, Democrat, Republican, Harry Kushner, far out, whatever, believe that Joe Biden needs to have a cognitive test. Now, they are not confident, these voters are not confident, that Biden is physically and mentally up to doing the job of being the President of the United States. And 45% of the people that have no confidence in his ability. 45% are Republicans, but 42% are Democrats, and that's a big jump from the 27% it was at 2 months ago. How about that? Wow. Wow, wow, and double wow. All I can say is we need to get this right. We need to lay the groundwork for Donald Trump coming up in November. We need to get the congressional seats, need to get it switched back over from Democrat to Republican. We need to get the Senate switched back over from Democrat to Republican and pave the way for Donald Trump. So when he runs in 2024, he'll have a Republican Senate and a Republican House. And it can hit the ground running and get rid of some of this ridiculous nonsense that we've had to put up with here for the past year and make America great again. No, that's me talking. Now let's hear 60 seconds with Todd and see what he has to say. Okay, Todd, 60 seconds, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. The only person that should be speaking at CPAC is me and the captain, okay? You got, the first thing I'd say at the podium with Donald Trump in the front row is, you're not tough enough. You're not tough enough. You're not tough enough, okay? We won this election in a landslide victory. Where was you out front of the White House with your own network right there on OAN talking about all the states that you won in a landslide? Your people around you, Donald, aren't smart enough. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They don't have the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ to gain victory. I put you in the White House. I called you 40 times before you stepped down the stairs in New York. What are you talking about? 90% of America wants Donald Trump, but the people around you aren't smart enough, and they're not tough enough. Doggone it. They're not tough enough. Let me tell this Supreme Court nominee, no, ma'am, you're not qualified. You know why? You don't stand for the Constitution of the United States. And John Roberts, you can retire too, because you don't say, it's not a job to call balls and strikes. It's a job of the Supreme Court justice to stand up for the Constitution and your unalienable rights that are given to you from the Lord Jesus Christ. Stand up for our country. Stand up for America. And tell CPAC, you better toughen up, you numbnuts. Let's go.
Okay, that's Todd. And appreciate that. And Todd woke everybody up today. If anybody was asleep, they're not anymore. So there you go. By the way, Ukrainian President Zelensky was offered an opportunity to be taken out of Ukraine by President Joe Biden. He said, nope, I need bullets, not a trip. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there. And again, this guy, I hope he can stick around. I hope he can make it. I really like the way he's acting and what he's doing. I hope he can stick around. And by the way, hello, Danny. That's Mr. Bus Driver. I think I'll be seeing Danny today over there in Orlando. He was there yesterday, I believe. He might be there today. If so, he'll probably be there with a big tour bus. Okay, I hear the music coming up. I look forward to seeing a bunch of you today over at CPAC in Orlando. It's going to be a great event. President Trump speaks at 7 p.m. A lot of things going on over there. If you get a chance, turn on Fox Nation and watch the events going on there. And I'll be back Monday. I hope to see many of you today, tonight, over there in Orlando. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.